School boys basketball coverage on 98 Country tonight as United South Central hosts Medalia. Tonight's game brought to you by Bevco, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Craig Heidi, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Red Lake Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, Ross Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bluart, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center. Welcome to Rebel Country as the USC Rebels host the Medalia Blackhawks here tonight on 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com. Well, the Medalia Blackhawks here, the visiting team, 8-0 on the season. Have you not lost yet? And USC sitting at 2-7 here as we are now, well, about, I would say, close to the midway point here in the season, are getting close to it here after the holiday break here and into 2025. We'll have more here on the pregame show coming up in 2.5 minutes.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880. And we are back here as we take a look at the visiting team here. Medalia Blackhawks, again, 8-0 on the season. In Section 2A, they are 5-0. And in the Tomahawk Valley Conference, they are 4-0. And, of course, on the road, have not lost. They are 2-0 and 6-0 at home. Their last game was a 93-79 victory in Medalia versus Edgerton. In set 93-79, the Blackhawks defeated Edgerton last night. And we take a look at the Tomahawk Valley Conference standings here. On the Valley side, Medalia at 4-0. Then it's Cleveland at 3-1. Mankato 3-1. Nicollet 2-2. Martin County West 2-2. Martin Luther, Grenada, Hunt, East Chain, Sherman, 1-4, and Alden, Conger, Glenville, Emmons at 0-5 in the Tomahawk Valley on the Valley side of things. Medalia, boy, it's going to be a tough test here for USC tonight. Again, 8-0. They put average 83.6 points per game as they really can score the ball. So we'll see what happens here tonight if the Rebels can clamp them down here on defense. We'll be back at a closer look at the USC Rebels coming up in 2.5 minutes.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, Five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most. Back here in Wells as we take a look at the USC Rebels here now, as the Rebels 2-7 overall in Section 2A. They are 0-3 in the Gopher Conference. They are 2-2 here at home. They are 0-3, so the Rebels looking for their first win of the season here at home. And hey, what a better time to do it when you're facing an undefeated team at 8-0 in Medelia. The Rebels' last game, well, it was a close one Friday night on the road at Randolph. They fell by 6 points, 67-61 was the final there. The Rebels fell to Randolph. The Rebels have lost three in a row. Their last win coming back on December 19th over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva by a score of 67-50. So that's the last Rebel win back on December 19th. And we take a look at the Gopher Conference West standings. JWP leads the conference at 3-0. United South Central at 2-2. Water Village and Morristown at 1-2. Medford 0-3. And Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva at 0-4. Again, we look at the Rebels as they average 51.7 points a game offensively, giving up 61.7 here on the season. Again, Medelia averaging 83.6 points per game on offense and giving up 51.8 per game defensively. So again, a tough matchup here for the Rebels as a high octane, high scoring offense in Medelia, and the Rebels looking to get up to that challenge here tonight at 2-7 and taking on the 8-0 Medelia Blackhawks here this evening in Wells. We will be back with your starting lineups and tip-off coming up in 3 minutes.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, we are back here. Let's take a look at your starting lineups here for tonight. Let's go with the visiting team first here, the Medina Blackhawks. Number zero, 6'3 freshman, Caden Fershaw. He put up 44 points last night in their victory again last night. Starting number two, 6'3 senior, Josiah Damaris. Number three, 6'1 junior, Tate Becker. Number 11, 6'3 senior, Kyle Peach. And number 33, 6'3 senior, Hayden Jones, the starters for the Medina Blackhawks. For USC, number five, 5'6 senior, Zayden Schott. Number two, 6' senior, Aiden Crabtree. Number four, 5'10 senior, Dylan Bonsack. Number 10, 6'3 senior, CJ Schumann. And number 22, 6'6 junior, Wyatt Sparks. Again, the Rebels coached by Adam Walker, assisted by Steve Voigt, Ryan Crabtree, Adam Ratar, and Brennan Magnuson. Again, the Blackhawks coached by Jeff Van Hee, assistant coach Chris Damaris, and Tim Bergman. All right, so here we go. We're ready. About ready for tip-off here in Wells. As it will be Sparks in the center circle, along with Jones, and the tip is won by USC. Here's Zayden Schott bringing it up now. And here we go. On the move is Bonsack. He spins, now kicks it back out to Bonsack at the corner now. Bonsack looks, Schumann, and to Sparks. Sparks, hook shot, or turnaround jumper, actually. He didn't hook it, turn around fully, and he puts it through for two. So the Rebels, first possession, and they score on it. And now Damaris with the basketball, gets it into the corner. Now back out here to Becker. Now holding it is Peach, and the Blackhawks throw it away. So the Blackhawks turn it over on their first possession. Now here comes some man-to-man full-court pressure by Medina. Again, the Rebels have had issues here with the press as of recently.
here, and they get it around or through this time on the man-to-man. Shot gives it over to Crabtree. Crabtree now to Schumann. Schumann dribbles, stops, kicks it out. Now to Schott, now Bonsack, three-pointers, good. Dylan Bonsack for three, and it's 5-0 USC. And Damaris corner three, and he answers as Josiah Damaris knocks down a three-pointer. So here we go. It's 5-3 Rebels with a two-point lead just underway here in Wells between the Rebels and Blackhawks. Crabtree coming to get it now over to Bonsack. Now back up to Zayden Schott, resetting things offensively here for the Rebels. Bonsack dribbling and goes to Crabtree inside to Schumann. Schumann's turns, Schott, no good. And we're going to get a foul on Sparks, and not a smart foul either, as the Blackhawks had collected the rebound. And now a foul on Sparks. Cannot afford to have him in trouble, as Dylan Stevens is under the weather and not available to play here tonight. And here come the Blackhawks. Over to Damaris. Now they swing it. And inside, now the kick out. Damaris. Pump fake, dribbles, now gets to the free throw line, looking inside, and the ball is loose, a turnover, as Crabtree comes away with it. Now he pushes it up the court. Now he stops, looks for a Zayden Schott. Schott swings it back to Crabtree, now to Bonsack. Bonsack looking inside, as their defense is not letting them get it in here to Sparks. At the moment, Schott on the three-pointer is up, no good, and rebounded by the Blackhawks. 5-3 our score. Bounce pass inside. Rejected as Schumann says, get that out of here on Peach's shot down low. It'll stay Bedelia basketball. And they'll inbound here underneath their own basket. Fershaw to inbound. He'll get it out here to Becker. Now back to Fershaw. Fershaw on the move. He is, what do we got here? A push down low. Let's see, who'd they call that on? It'll be on Zayden Schott, his first. Second team foul on the Rebels. Here we go. Blackhawks inbound underneath their own basket to Damaris. At the baseline, jumper is good for Josiah. He's got five. And we're tied at 5-5. Bonsack brings the ball up now for the Rebels. Ooh, almost traveled. Now to Crabtree. Crabtree to his left. Now into Schott on the corner. Schott looking inside. Dribbles out. Schumann now gets it into Sparks. Sparks spins. Kicks out. Schott on the drive on the baseline. Looks to Bonsack. Bonsack now. Swarming Medelia defense here on a 2-3 zone. And now Bonsack got two on the shot clock. And it's going to just hit the rim. It hit the rim. I don't know why they called a shot clock violation, but that hit the rim with 1 second on the clock, and the Rebels got the rebound, but they're going to call it a shot clock violation. 5-5 remains our score here, 14-10 in the first half. Damaris shot, no good, rebounded by the Rebels. And Bonsack, pump fake now. He still has his dribble, gives it up to Schott. Now to Crabtree. Inside Schumann. He'll dribble. Now kicks it out. Swinging it around again. Right side. Bonsack on the right wing. Gives it up to Zayden Schott at the top of the key. Now to Crabtree. Right side. He'll take a shot. It is blocked. And another foul going to be called on Sparks. Again, the Rebels already a man down due to illness. And Sparks picks up foul number two. And both a little bit silly, I must say. Not necessary at all. So now he's going to have to play with a little extra caution when he does get back in there. All right, coming in with Steinhauer now for Sparks, and that shot is up, and it is made. And that one scored or put in by Jones for two. And now they swing it. Steinhauer with the basketball. Gives it up to Bonsack. Now to Crabtree. Crabtree gives it up to Steinhauer. Steinhauer on the move. Now they swing it back around. Bonsack. Now Steinhauer down in the corner. Drives the baseline. Stops. Now kicks it out to Crabtree. Working it around. Nine on the shot clock. Bonsack on the take. Can't get it to go. Medelia will grab the board. And now here comes Pershaw. He'll give it up to Jones. Now out to Tate, or to Becker, Tate Becker. Now down low, off the glass, no good from Peach. And it's rebounded by USC. Crabtree, Bonsack. Bonsack looking into Schumann. Looking, they front him, they can't get it in. Now they swing it around in the corner. Now back out top. Bonsack, three-pointers. Good. Dylan Bonsack with 6 points. He's got two threes here in the first half. 8-7, Rebels by one. And Pershaw with a basketball. The freshman. And that one knocked off his, dribbled off his leg, and the Blackhawks recover it with Damaris with a basketball now. He's driving. He loses a handle on it. That should have been double dribble. And then we're going to get a foul on Schumann. And he's going to foul Peach. So Schumann picks up foul number one. That is the fourth team foul on USC. Eight, seven, our score. Rebels by one, 11:52 in the first half. Inside to Peach. Peach now tries to kick it out, and it's grabbed by, well, it's still loose. Peach will grab the loose ball. Now they get it up to Pershaw. Pershaw will swing it over to Becker. Now back over here to Jones. Inside to Peach. Peach will kick it out to Pershaw. Three on the shot clock. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. And put back is no good, but they kept alive now by Medelia, and the shot there is no good. Bonsack will collect the rebound. The shot clock buzzer did go off, but they resumed play, and Medelia kept it going. Got a couple shots at the basket, but could not connect. Now a turnover by the Rebels, and here come the Blackhawks now, pushing it up. Here is Jones, and they got him for a carry. So the Blackhawks turn it right back over to the Rebels. And here we go. Crabtree inbounds to Zayden Schott. Schott will bring it up here. 10:50 to go, first half. Zayden Schott over to Crabtree on the right side. Now back to Schott at the top of the key. Swinging it to Bonsack. Bonsack on the drive. Kicks it to Schott. Schott. Oh, and he's going to travel. Too good of a pump fake there. It was a travel turnover by the Rebels. And both teams have turned it over three times here in the first half thus far. 8-7 our score. Rebels leading by one with 10.5 to play in the first half. Pershaw with a basketball. Gives it up now to Jones. Jones looks here to Peach. Now Damaris, three-pointer is good for Josiah. He's got 8 points tonight now, and it's 10-8 in favor of the Blackhawks. Steinhauer brings it across. Now looking for some help as he picked up his dribble. Needs to get rid of it, and it's stolen away. Here comes Pershaw, Euro step, and he gets it to go on the lay-in. His first bucket of the night. 12-8 now in favor of the Blackhawks. Under 10 to play at 9:45 and counting in this first half. To Schumann. Schumann down low. He is going to be pushed down low at a foul. That, I believe, will be on Peach, and that's the first team foul here on Medelia. Tatro comes in, number one, junior for the Blackhawks. And sitting down will be Peach. Rebels need to inbound it. They do to Steinhauer. Steinhauer picks up the dribble. Now gives it up to Zayden. Shot. Zayden back to Steinhauer. Steinhauer on the drive. On the baseline. Now backs it out. Picks up the dribble. Gives it up to Zayden. Shot. Now over to Bonsack. Bonsack driving, and he'll take it. The shot no good. Schumann's there to collect the rebound. Putback is good. As C.J. Schumann with the putback. Nice little done there. And the Rebels come away with points. And now we've got a whistle. As a timeout was called after the make by USC. Jeff Van Hee does not like the call as the Blackhawks had out or inbounded the ball already, but we'll take a timeout. Back with more in 1 minute.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
And we are back here, 9-10 to play in this first half. It's Medelia 12 and USC 10. As the Rebels, again, got a timeout after the made basket. But, again, Medelia wasn't happy as they had inbounded the ball and were on the move. So they just didn't hear the whistle, I guess. Here we go, Medelia ball. They bring it up. Rebels drop back at midcourt. And now it is a shot taken there by Fershaw. No good, but it's rebounded there by Tatro. And now the ball is loose, and it's stolen as Steinhauer, he threw it underneath the own basket of the Blackhawks. Jones catches it and throws it in for two. So here come the Rebels now. It's 14-10. In favor of the Blackhawks. Bonsack comes to get the basketball. Oh, they swing it over to Zayden Schott. He'll dribble out of the corner. Now looking inside to Schumann. The ball is tipped. And we have 9-8 on the shot clock. Crabtree, three-pointers, drained. A deep three for Aiden Crabtree. And if Crabtree can get going, that'll be huge for the Rebels. Rebels now 13, the Blackhawks 14, and he can make it 15 as Hayden Jones hits a hook shot in the paint. Now 16-13, a three-point lead for the Blackhawks. Under eight to play at 7:50 and counting here in the first half. Zayden shot with the basketball, dribbles up top, over to Bonsack. Bonsack now to Schumann. Schumann just outside the paint there on the block, now kicks it back out. To Bonsack on the drive. It rolls out, no good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. Ahead now, here comes Medelia. Corner three, Tatro, no good. Bonsack's there for the rebound for USC. Gets it across. Now we'll set things up. Swings it over to Crabtree. Now Steinhauer, corner three, off the mark. And rebounded by Medelia. And now we've got a whistle. Blocking foul going to be called on the Rebels, and it'll go on Zayden Schott, his second now. And that is the fifth team foul on the Rebels. 15, Tony Zaleski, a junior, coming in here for Medelia. He'll come in for Josiah Damaris. And here's Fershaw now. Caden Fershaw, the freshman. Gives it up, and the shot taken there by Jones is no good. And then we got over the back called on number three, Tate Becker, second team foul on Medelia. 16-13, Medelia leading. 7:04 to play in the first half. Again, we'll have the Hodges halftime report with all your first half stats. Zayden shot on the move, goes for the layup, and he gets it to go. The drive, and he gets it to fall over the tall defenders down low. And now the cut, and the shot by Zaleski is good. So they find him underneath right away on a cut back door, and it's 18-15. Medelia lead is 3. Zayden shot on the move. He gets past his defender again. Now to Schumann. Schumann trying to make himself some room as Zaleski wants a push call down there. And it's going to be a push the other way, though, however, on Medelia. Jeff Van Hee also wants the offensive push there. Schumann will go. And the foul going to be called on Tatro, his first. Schumann's first free throw is no good. And let's see, number two now. Josiah Damaris is back in here for the Blackhawks. As out comes Becker for Medelia. Schumann's second free throw is up, and that one's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. And they push it right up inside Damaris. Kicks it out. Three-pointer from Tatro is good. Dalton Tatro with 3 of his own now, and it's 21-15 Medelia. Rebels on the right side looking to Schumann. They throw it. Oh, they don't throw it away as Medelia last touches it, and it will be stay Rebel basketball. So it'll stay Rebel basketball. Bounce back to inbound. And they look to Schumann. Now back to Bonsack. He comes out of bounds. And now, or back inbounds, I should say. And here's Crabtree with it right side. Now left side. Zayden shot. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Ran down by Medelia. And here comes Fershaw now. And he gets into the paint. Shot is off the mark. No good. But he gets his own miss and puts it back in for 2. 23-15 now, Medelia. Bonsack over to Crabtree. Crabtree looks to the corner to Zayden Schott. Schott will dribble onto there, gives it up to Steinhauer. Now over to Bonsack, now in the corner to Crabtree. Crabtree looked inside. Now the ball tipped. Here's Zayden Schott with it now. He's on the move to the right. He gets around his defender, stops. Now goes up. It gets blocked. Schumann, Steinhauer. Steinhauer's shot is blocked, and here comes Medelia now on the move. And there's Fershaw, three-pointer is good. 7 now for Fershaw. Again, the freshman scored 44 last night in their victory. And a foul called on Medelia. Zayden's shot was on the drive. Wyatt Sparks back in. Again, he's coming in with those 2 fouls. And the ball to Sparks is lost and a turnover, and laid it up is Tatro for 2. He's got 5. And it's now 28-15 as the Blackhawks have started to open things up here. Rebels swing it over to Crabtree. Crabtree looking in again to Medelia. Long team, long arms, wingspan. They stretch out and keep those hands up and out. And a timeout by USC. A 30-second timeout. 28-15. Medelia leads. 4:17 to play first half. More in 30 seconds.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we are back here, 4:17 to play here in this first half at 28-15 now. The Medalia Blackhawks leading the USC Rebels here in Wells. So Chop, Monsack, Crabtree, Steinhauer, and Sparks on the floor here for USC. And for the Blackhawks, it's Furshaw, Tavares, Zaleski, Jones, and Tatro. So here we go. Sparks has it, gives it up to Zayden Schott. Zayden now looks to the corner, now drives, pull up a little runner there, and Zayden Schott knocks it down, and he has four on the night. And here's Furshaw on the drive. He doesn't get it, but gets his own rebound again, and then a foul going to be called on Sparks, or maybe not. Crabtree raised his hand, and that's who they're going to call it on. So Crabtree picks up foul number one. As no matter what there, he was quick to volunteer on that one. So Sparks would not have his third. And the foul shot for Furshaw is good. But that was the call in it regardless. Say it was going to call it on Crabtree. And Furshaw connects again on that first free throw. Becker back in, and Tatro comes out. And Furshaw with another free throw is good on his second. It's 30-17 Medalia. And this team averages over 80 points a game. And the travel called on USC. Sixth turnover on the Rebels here in this first half. 3:47 to go here in the first half. And the Blackhawks will inbound here. As Furshaw comes to get it. Looks over, gives it up to Zaleski. Now back to Furshaw again. Furshaw on the move, goes to his left. Thought about the shot, now pulls it up. Now Damaris, now cutting is Becker. Now back over to a cutting Peach for two. And 32-17 our score. Ahead to Sparks. Sparks on the wing now, gives it up to Zayden Schott, sets a screen, now backs down low. Here's Bonsack with it, swings it over Steinhauer, three-pointer is no good, and some contact underneath. Sparks goes down, but it'll go off the Rebels and will be Medalia basketball. 32-17, Sparks out, Schumann in with 3:07 to go in this first half. And here's Furshaw now, bringing it across the midcourt line to Damaris. Pump fake, now the dribble at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Becker. Becker's off the mark, no good. But it's rebounded by Medalia on the offensive end. Now back to Damaris, and he'll hit the jumper in the paint. And Damaris now with 10 points. He's in double digits. 34-17 as the Blackhawks have doubled up the Rebels here. And Schumann outside now, and the ball tipped, turnover. And here come the Blackhawks. And Furshaw off the glass on the fast break, gets it to go, and he's got another deuce. 36-17 now. Zayden shot on the move. He'll throw one up, and he gets it to go. Six for Zayden. And now 36-19, Medalia's lead. Damaris with a basketball, gives it up to Furshaw. Furshaw dribbles back out, now looks, gives it to Becker. Now Damaris, three-pointers, good. Josiah Damaris knocks it down, and he's got 13 in the first half. Some pressure now from Medalia. Zayden shot with the basketball. Now over to Crabtree, now to Bonsack. Bonsack dribbles, now to Crabtree, swinging it over to Steinhauer. Back over to Bonsack. Bonsack holds it, now dribbles to his left. Now stays at the top. Swings it over to Steinhauer. Brody with the basketball. Now to Crabtree. Crabtree looks inside to Schumann, and we want a kick there, but no call. It was pretty obvious that was a kick. No kick, and it's off last touch by the Rebels. And 39-29. And now do we got a conference? Are we going to rule, turn things back? Maybe we'll switch it over here. There are a little conversation there. Nope, they are not going to do it. It'll stay in Medalia basketball. Adam Walker not happy with that call, as it was pretty obvious that, that was a kick. Thought with the discussion that maybe it would get overturned, but no, it's Medalia basketball. Here's Forshaw now as we move on. And now we're going to get a technical. Adam Walker. Or what did he call here? No, not a technical, but I don't know what's going on here. He blew the whistle. I don't know if it was a warning or what down there, but nothing officially. Okay, so here we go. 1:13 to play first half. Medalia with the basketball. Becker swings it over now to Forshaw. Alley-oop, and they throw it up to Jones, and he'll kiss it off the glass on the catch and release. 41-19. Satan shot with the basketball, and it's stolen away by Medalia. Ahead to Forshaw, and he gets one to go underneath the basket for two. He's got 13 now. 43-19. So Medalia right at their average here, as they're at over 40 at the half already, or in the first half. And ahead, Bonsack shot no good. Bounces around, rebounded by Medalia. And now ball getting sloppy, a turnover. Here come the Rebels. Zayden Schott lays it in. He's got eight. And now it's 43-21, 17 seconds to go first half. Forshaw, no good on the three. And Steinhauer will grab the rebound for USC. 7-6-5. Here we go. Zayden Schott with the ball. 3-2-1, and no good at the buzzer. And Zayden Schott comes up empty there. At the half, it's Medalia 43, USC 21. Hodges Halftime Report coming up for you in 3 minutes.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric.
Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice. Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
And we are back here at halftime, 43-21. Medalia leading USC. It is time now for the Hodges Halftime Report. It is brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. First half stats coming up right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, again, Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Our halftime score, Medalia 43, USC 21. Well, for the Blackhawks, Caden Furshaw, the freshman, with 13. Josiah Damaris with 13, the senior. Then 8 from Hayden Jones. 5 from Dalton Tatro off the bench. 2 from Tony Zaleski off the bench. And 2 from Kyle Peach to round out the scoring for Medalia. The Blackhawks shooting 62% from the field. 18 of 29, and a perfect 2 for 2 from the free throw line. For USC, they are led by Zayden Schott, with 8 points. Aiden Crabtree has 3. Dylan Bonsack with 2 three-pointers in the first half. He's got 6. Wyatt Sparks with 2 points, and C.J. Schumann with 2 points in the first half to round out the Rebels' scoring of 21. The Rebels shot 9 of 19 from the field at 47% and 0 for 2 from the free throw line. So again, a total of 4 free throws shot in the first half between the two teams, each getting 2 shots. And Medalia making both of theirs. Of course, the USC did not. Rebounding, the edge going there to Medalia, 13 team rebounds in the first half compared to USC's 10. And turnovers, well, the Rebels have twice as many turnovers as Medalia, 8 in the first half for USC and 4 for Medalia in this first half. Foul trouble, nobody for Medalia, as 4 guys with just 1. For USC, Zayden Schott has 2, and Wyatt Sparks has 2 personal fouls here in the first half. That'll, again, of course, carry over here into the second. But again, that's about it for foul trouble. Nothing major, but 2 fouls on Schott and Sparks as we are getting closer to the second half action here from Wells. And again, at halftime, Medalia 43, USC 21. We're back in 3 minutes.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist & Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
And we are back here again at halftime. Adelia leading 43-21 here over the USC Rebels. And leading the way for Adelia, Caden Pershaw with 13, Josiah Damaris with 13. And leading the way here for the Rebels, Zayden Schott with 8 points in the first half. So we start the second half now with the starting five, as it'll be Schott, Crabtree, Vonsack, Sparks, and Schumann. And for Medelia, first shot, Damaris, Becker, Peach, and Jones here to start things off for Medelia. So here we go. Ready to get things started here in this second half. 43-21, Medelia with the lead, and they start with a basketball. They give it up here to Jones, now back over to Fershaw. Fershaw on the move, looks inside, and he finds Peach for two, and they score their first possession in the second half. Here comes the pressure now, full court press put on by the Blackhawks. And Crabtree needs to get it over, and it's a turnover. Now to Fershaw, gets the ball, spins in the lane with a hook shot, and he gets it to go. He's got 15. So the pressure, and the Rebels turn it over. Now to Sparks. Sparks gets it across midcourt. Now stops and picks up that dribble. Gives it to a guard as Crabtree comes to get it. Crabtree now over to the right side, Bonsack. Bonsack gets into the paint, pump fake. Now he needs to get it to Schumann. He does. Then Schumann will lose it. And another turnover by USC. So, two possessions, two turnovers by the Rebels to start the second half. 47-21, our score. Medelia leading USC. And here's Fershaw on the drive. Shot no good, but it's rebounded by Peach. And now the shot at the top of the key, a three-pointer no good. Peach will get another rebound. And up with it is Fershaw for two. He's got 17. To Sparks now. 49-21 our score. Crabtree has it. Now looks over to Bonsack. Bonsack gets it across. Damaris on him. Now Bonsack looks to the corner. Zayden Schott, three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Damaris with the rebound. And now ahead, here's Becker. Becker on the move, lays it up and in. And that's his first bucket of the night. He's got two. Here comes that full court press from the Medelia Blackhawks again. Again, the long arms and another turnover. Delia with it, looking inside, and they will lose it out of bounds. So they'll turn it right back over to the Rebels. And 51-21, a 30-point lead here for Medelia. 30-second timeout. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
And we're back here, 51-21, a 30-point lead here for Medelia. The Rebels have yet to score yet, as we're just about, well, we're 2 minutes and 4 seconds into the second half. 15:56 here to go in the game, 51-21. Rebels with the ball. Here comes that pressure. A 1-3-1 press here is what it looks like. And the Rebels with Steinhauer in there gives it to nope. It's picked up, but then Bonsack gets it back. So Rebels will keep it as they almost lost that one. Now Zayden shot to Steinhauer in the corner. Looking inside to Sparks. And we're going to get a whistle. And a foul on 11, Kyle Peach. That'll be his second. Bonsack to inbound here for USC. Dylan gets it to Sparks. Sparks turns, jumper in the paint, rolls off, no good. Rebound by the Blackhawks. Damaris with it, now gives it up to Fershaw. Fershaw on the move, now back to Damaris. Now they find inside to Peach. Peach goes up, off the glass is good. Kyle Peach with 6 points. And 53-21 our score. Rebels yet to score here in this second half. Just about 3 minutes in with 15:08 to play. Foul called here on 33. And that is going to be Hayden Jones, his first. Crabtree to inbound. And now here's Zayden shot, top of the key. Dribbles around, looks to Sparks, who came out to get it. Now Sparks back to shot. Over to Bonsack. Bonsack pump fake. Now over to Crabtree on the left wing. Top of the key here. Now making his move is Steinhauer in the paint. Throws it off the glass. It's good. Brody Steinhauer with his first bucket of the night. And that's the first two for the Rebels in the second half. Oh, and now they call a kick. And you can just see the smirk on Adam Walker's face on that one. Now they call it. So a kick called on Sparks, and it'll be Medelia basketball. 53-23 our score. Kershaw with the ball. On the drives. Now he'll lose it. And here come the Rebels. Steinhauer with the basketball. Gives it up to Zayden Schott. Over to Bonsack. Bonsack back to Zayden Schott. Schott on the move. The throw and a foul going to be called. And a push as that one is going to go, I believe, on Peach. We'll see. And it indeed is Kyle Peach with his third foul. So 53-23 our score. Zayden Schott will go to the free throw line here. 53-23 again our score. And Zayden Schott knocks that down. He's got 9 on the night now. And that one is up and good. 10 points now for Zayden Schott. They get it across. Now they look. Oh, and it's thrown away. As they tried to get it into Peach, and a turnover. third turnover for Medelia here in the second half. And still that pressure coming from the Blackhawks. Across the way, and it's tipped and caught by Medelia. Corner three is taken and missed by 33, Jones. And the Rebels get the board. Here they come. Crabtree with it now. And a steal by Jones. He will lay it in for two. Thought he was going to try to dunk it, Peach, but he lays it in for two. He's got 8 points on the night. Six here in the second half, and it's a 30-point game once again, 55-25. Zayden shot, three-pointer, no good. Becker will get the rebound. Damaris will bring it up here now. Josiah swings it over to Becker. Now they give it back over to Hayden Jones for three, and he's got 11. The third Blackhawk in double digits here tonight. And Rebels with the basketball. Crabtree has it, swings it to Steinhauer inside. Now they go to try to go to Sparks, and it's stolen away. Here come the Blackhawks. Fershaw lays it up and in as he goes the distance for two. He's got 19. Pressure again coming from the Blackhawks. And we've got a timeout, a full timeout. 60-25. Medelia leading USC. 12:49 to play. More in a minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And we are back here as, again, the Blackhawks lead the Rebels here 60-25, 12:49 to play. Seth Kaiser, the junior, coming in for USC. And now Zayden Schott will get it across as he beats the pressure. Right wing, and he's looking inside to Sparks. Now gives it up to Kaiser. Now over to Steinhauer. Back to Zayden Schott. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Becker on the rebound for Medelia. Just the fifth shot taken by the Rebels here in the second half. And now inside they look, and a nice block by Sparks. And the Rebels grab the ball. Here's Zayden Schott on the push across midcourt. Gives it up to Steinhauer. Now Bonsack driving the baseline. Ball poked away. Last touch by Medelia. It'll stay Rebel basketball with 12:09 to go. 60-25 our score. Medelia leading USC. As Schott looks inside to Sparks. Sparks goes up. Blocked from behind. He's got the ball again. Spins around, and he's just too far underneath the basket. But then we're going to get a foul called. And it's going to be called on Fershaw. It'll be just his first. But it'll put Sparks to the free throw line. Sparks, you know, he got it recovered after the block, but he's just so far underneath that basket, he's unable to get a good shot after that. And the free throw is no good. He'll get another one, though. And that one is short, no good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. And bringing it across is Jones, and he'll give it up to Fershaw. Fershaw gets a screen and now drives into the paint, kicks it out. Damaris in the corner, a three-pointer is good for Josiah Damaris, and he has 16. And four three-pointers for him. And now 63-25 our score. Rebels with a basketball. Bonsack looks up to take it and now gives it up to Steinhauer. Steinhauer's three, no good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks as they push it. Fershaw spins. Jumper is good. And he's got 21 on the night. 65-25, a 40-point deficit for the Rebels. And there we go as Brody Steinhauer knocks down a three. He's got five, and it's 65-28 now. Give it up now, Damaris. He'll take another three, and that one is short, no good. Sparks will grab the rebound. And here we go. 10:35 to go. On the move is Zayden Schott. He'll kick it out to Kaiser. Now Schott, corner three. It's no good. Rebounded by Sparks. Sparks, one bounce off the glass, and then no good. Man. Inside they go to number 33, Jones. No good. A full timeout taken by the Rebels here. 65-28 our score with 10:05 to play. Medelia leading USC, and we are back with more in 1 minute.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
All right, we're back here. As for the Rebels now, it's Mitch Meyer, Seth Kaiser. Or wait, no, Kaiser's not out there now. It is Steinhauer, Mitch Meyer, Schumann, Bonsack, and Zayden Schott. Schott off the glass, and he gets it to go. He's got 12 on the night. 65-30 now. Here's Fershaw. Gives it up here to Jones. Now back to Fershaw. Fershaw dribbles it out. Now backs it up. Now looks to try to get by Bonsack, but can't. And now they give it up to Hayden Jones, who knocks down his second three of the game. 68-30. Pressure still coming from the Blackhawks. 9:25 to go, and ahead to Meyer. Now to Schumann. Schumann goes up strong. No good. Ball is still alive, and Damaris will pick it up, and he goes ahead to Becker, and Becker will lay it in for two. Tate Becker now with 4 points. And Meyer with a basketball, getting trapped, and he throws it away. Turnover by the Rebels. And ahead they go to 33. Back over to Jones, and he'll lay that one in for two. And Jones now has 18. 72-30 with 8:45 and counting. Ahead they go to Schumann. No good on the shot. Rebounded by Medelia. Fershaw, he'll give it up. Shot taken, and it is missed. And a rebound underneath. And we're going to get a foul, and it's going to go against White one, so that'll go against Dalton Tatro, his second. Go to the Rebels, and let's see who's in. Zaleski here for Damaris. And the Rebels will inbound. Crabtree coming down with the ball, now to Bonsack. And let's see, Liam Schrader in there for the Rebels, the senior. with 7:55 and counting. Miller with it. And now to Bonsack. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. And rebounded again by the Blackhawks. Tate with it. Tate Becker now cutting and now into the over to the wing. And the shot taken there by Zaleski is no good. Rebounded by Medelia. Now they give it up. And taking the shot is Hayden Jones for two. And he has 20 points now for the Blackhawks. 74-30, the lead for Medelia. Crabtree with a basketball. Gives it up to Miller. Mitch Miller now gives it up to Bonsack. Now inside to Liam Schrader. And are going to get another foul called here on Dalton Tatro. That is his, or Tatro. And that'll be three on him. Crabtree to inbound. 6:55 counting here now as the running clock in effect. Miller on the move, kicks it to Bonsack. Bonsack, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Medelia. And now, Furshaw with it, gives it up. Now to Becker. Becker wanted the cut there from Jones. Now to Furshaw, he'll lay it up, no good. Miller with the rebound for USC. And now here comes Aiden Crabtree. Gives it up to Liam Schrader. Schrader on the baseline. Pump fake. Dribbles now to Steinhauer. Over to Miller. Now to Bonsack in the corner. Bonsack to Crabtree. Crabtree thought about the shot. Now gives it up. Looking inside to Schrader. Bonsack on the drive. Goes up. Shot is no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line here. Will Dylan Bonsack. And let's see, Caden McMullen coming in here for Medelia. And it looks like Isaiah Brocken coming in. Number 23. So we have Isaiah Brocken coming in. And McMullen for the Blackhawks. Number 20. Jaden Barnett coming in for USC. The miss, and then Schrader gets the rebound. No good. Off the miss, and Medelia coming back with it. So Bonsack's free throw, no good. And now they give it up. Shot taken there by Zaleski. Miller on the rebound for USC. Bonsack will bring it up now. Crabtree holds it high. 4:50 and counting. Barnick now to Schrader. Shot up, no good. And it's rebounded by the Blackhawks. And now the ball loose, and Zaleski gets it over to Bracken. Bracken now dribbles, and he will travel. Drug that foot. On the stop, number 10, Chase Osborne comes in for the Rebels. Brennan Olson in. Also back in is Kaiser. Crabtree comes out, and Bonsack comes out here for USC. Kaiser with a basketball. Gives it up now to Miller, and he loses it. But it's knocked out by Medelia, so it'll stay USC basketball. Kaiser now over to Olson. Olson now to Kaiser, top of the key. Three-pointer is no good, and it'll go out of bounds to the Blackhawks. 74-31 our score. Medelia with the lead. Again, Medelia averaging 83.6 points per game. Here they've got 74 tonight, giving up just 31 to USC here thus far. With 3:22 and counting, whistle, and going to the line will be Chase Osborne. The foul called on Seth Kaiser. That's his first. Free throw is off and no good by Osborne. Free throw is off the mark, no good, and I don't think it got any rim, so it'll go to USC. So Osborne totally missed there. It was off the side. Hit the backboard, but no rim. 74-31, 2:40 to go. Adelia leading USC. Miller with the basketball. On the move, kicks it out. Kaiser. Kaiser back to Miller. Miller dribbling to his left. Now picks up that dribble to Kaiser. Kaiser dribbles, gets spins out, now to Miller. Miller gets it taken away, and a turnover. Here comes Medelia, and Zaleski almost lost it, regains it, now gives it up to Tatro now, and he's fouled. So he'll go to the free throw line. I think they're going to call that one on Meyer. Free throw is up, and it is good for Dalton Tatro. He's got six. 1:45 and counting here as the clock ticks. Running clock, 75-31. Make it 76-31 as he has seven now, does Tatro. Kaiser will bring it across. And ball is still loose. It's picked up by Tatro now, so it is a turnover. And he's going to the rack, and they're going to get an offensive foul. And draw that one was Kaiser. So Tatro picks up at number four on the offensive foul. And he is bleeding. At this point, I would just get a substitution in. Yeah, get somebody in there that's not bleeding. Because now they had to stop the clock. They just kicked somebody off the bench, and that is going to be 21. I don't know what he said, but has not seen any action. It's Gavin Grunwald, 6-foot senior, gets booted. And let's see, coming in is Eddie Ramirez, Orlenia. So Ramirez, Orlenia, Eddie coming in, 5'9 sophomore. And Miller will get the technical shot to go. So again, Gavin Grunwald gets himself ejected off the bench there. And a technical foul. And Miller comes up empty there. And he's getting shots after that for that foul too. And that one's missed. So now it'll be USC basketball. So he got the technical. And it then... The two technical shots, and then the 1-1, which he missed the front end of that one, too. So here we go. Or he got the front end of the one. Either way, he was 2 of 3. And Schrader has it. Now gives it up to Kaiser. That one is to Olsen. Now Miller. Here's Barnick with the basketball. He's making his move, and he's cuts to the basket. He had a dunk earlier tonight in the JV game. The kid can jump as Barnick, the sophomore, 6'3", and he can get up and jam it with just effortless. Three-point play as he gets that one to go. Jaden Barnick gets the two and the free throw. 76-35, 22 seconds and counting. Ball's taken away. Barnick on a breakaway, and he'll go for the layup. And a foul. Clock continues to tick, though, but he'll get his free throws. Barnick, just he's quick, explosive, just fun to watch. Free throws up and good for Jaden. And that one, no good. 4 seconds and counting now. Rebounded by Medelia. And there's the horn. 76 36. Medelia defeating USC by 40 here tonight in Wells. We'll be back to wrap things up here in just a minute.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Wells to wrap things up as the Rebels fall here tonight to the Medelia Blackhawks, who stay undefeated and now 9-0. Here are the Medelia Blackhawks and have won 9 straight, of course, with them being 9-0. The Rebels now fall to 2-8 on the year. Again, coming up for the Rebels, they will be in action Thursday. They'll be on the road at Nicollet, and then Friday hosting Kenyon Wanamingo. So a section game against Nicollet, and then a Class A matchup versus Kenyon Wanamingo. Of course, a Gopher Conference matchup there as well. For Medelia, just very quickly here, they will be on the road at Olin Conger, Glenville Emmons on Friday night. Coming up on our broadcast schedule here, let's take a look at that. What do we have coming up Thursday? It's boys and girls basketball as Rettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire is at North Iowa. Girls will tip off first at 6:15, boys to follow in that one. And then Friday night, it is boys basketball Maple River at Minnesota Valley Lutheran with tip off at around 7:15 or so on Friday night. So that's what's coming up here on our broadcast schedule. Some Iowa doubleheader Thursday night, and then Friday night, Maple River basketball as they travel to MVL here to wrap up the week. Again, should run down the scoring here. Zayden shot 12 points for the Rebels. Aiden Crabtree with 3. Dylan Bonsack with 6. 2 for Wyatt Sparks. 2 for C.J. Schumann. 5 from Brody Steinhauer. And we had 1 for Mitch Meyer. And 4 from Jaden Barnick. For Medelia, Caden Furshaw, 21 points. Josiah Damaris with 16. Tate Becker with 4, Kyle Peach with 8, 18 from Hayden Jones, 7 from Dalton Tatro, and 2 from Tony Zaleski to round out the scoring for Medelia. 76-36 our final, Medelia defeating USC here tonight in a section 2A game here. So a section game, and Medelia improves to 9-0. The USC Rebels fall now to 2-8 on the year. Again, a big thank you to Grace Hansen back at our 98 Country Studios, keeping things running smoothly once again here this evening. Big thank you to the sponsors for bringing you Rebel basketball here tonight. And, of course, we want to thank everyone out there for listening here as well. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to high school boys basketball coverage on 98 Country. Tonight's game between the USC Rebels and Medelia Blackhawks was brought to you by BevCom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Heine, your pioneer dealer of Delavan, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, Stateline Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bloor, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center have brought you high school boys basketball coverage on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
Sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, any way you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, let's take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same.
Low Cash with their new one called Hometown Home. Let's check some entertainment history. For the 7th of January on television, we saw Fame make its debut on this day, 1982. The Vanderpump Rules. It premiered the 7th of January, 2013. Empire premiered in 2015. Movies. Country Strong. Gwyneth Paltrow. Tim McGraw. It made its debut the 7th of January, 2011. That's entertainment history for today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
Got a sight in my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend.
down the road, he resold red wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone. For someone who's gonna build it back, but I ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that.
No VIP up at MIT, and it still won't let me fly the time machine. Someone to turn back the hands on my new AP, but buddy, what I really need.
Down, I'm exhausted. today's country. 98 country.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
In the city, in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. Holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Tony Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Oh, get country with it. You can train them, you can try to teach them right. Baby,
Air Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Then she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Then she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
You standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go.
did a really cool acoustic version of that on the Nashville Big Bash New Year's Eve show. Eric Church with Springsteen. That kicks off another hour of great country music. Hello, my name is John Glenn. Chris Young, Chris Stapleton, after Matt Stell.
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. Man, she loves that song, and that sums her up about right. Try your hand, tip the band, and that girl just might let you pull her close underneath those neon lights. She'll ring more than Friday night. Don't think that she does it, cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy. A cold hard truth. You can try to love her, but she'll leave you heartbreaking boots. You think you're the one to hold her and come out alive? Well, I bet the snakeskin on